Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan on the sidelines of BRICS summit, says relations between India and Russia will get better with opening of new consulate in Kazan. Prime Minister reiterates India's stance that Russia-Ukraine conflict should be resolved in a peaceful manner. India and Singapore agree to enhance industry cooperation, especially in automation and artificial intelligence. Filing of nominations begins for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase election in Maharashtra. IMD says severe cyclonic storm Dana likely to hit Odisha coast on Thursday night. All schools in 14 coastal and neighbouring districts to remain closed for 3 days from tomorrow. Sensex tanks 930 points while Nifty plunges 309 points. And in hockey, Indian junior men's team beats hosts Malaysia 4-2 in a group stage match of Sultan of Johor Cup. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit this afternoon. During his meeting, Prime Minister Modi said his recent visits to Russia reflect their close coordination and deep friendship. He said the relations between the two countries will get better with the opening of the new consulate in Kazan.
मैं आपकी मित्रता, गर्मजोशी भरे स्वागत और आतिथ्य सत्कार के लिए हार्दिक आभार व्यक्त करता हूं। मेरे लिए खुशी की बात है कि ब्रिक्स समिट के लिए कजान जैसे खूबसूरत शहर में आने का अवसर मिला है। इस शहर के साथ भारत के गहरे और ऐतिहासिक संबंध रहे हैं। कजान में भारत के नए कॉन्सुलेट के खुलने से ये संबंध और मजबूत होंगे।
Speaking on the occasion, President Putin welcomed the Indian government's decision to open its consulate in Kazan.
И мы приветствуем ваше решение открыть в Казани генеральное консульство Индии.
Джо апне Казань ме Бхарат ка консул генерал кольне канерналия хам иска свагат карте хэн.
Расширение дипломатического присутствия Индии в России будет способствовать дальнейшему развитию двухсторонних отношений.
Бхарат ке кутнитик упастхите се хамаре сахьо ко файда мелега.
Уважаемый господин премьер-министр, мы очень рады видеть вас и всю вашу представительную команду в России.
Маннье प्रधानमंत्री जी हम आपको और आपके प्रतिनिधि मंडल को रूस में देखने से हमको बड़ी खुशी है.
On the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's stance that the issue should be resolved in a peaceful manner.
रूस और यूक्रेन के बीच चल रहे संघर्ष के विषय पर हम लगातार संपर्क में रहे हैं. हमारा मानना है कि समस्याओं का समाधान शांतिपूर्ण तरीके से ही होना चाहिए. शांति और स्थिरता की जल्द से जल्द बहाली का हम पूरी तरह समर्थन करते हैं. हमारे सभी प्रयास मानवता को प्रमुखता देते हैं. आने वाले समय में भी भारत हर संभव सहयोग देने के लिए तैयार है.
Later, External Affairs Ministry's spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that during the meeting, Mr. Modi appreciated the Russian chairmanship of BRICS and conveyed his best wishes for the success of the summit. He added that the two leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of the India-Russia relationship. They also shared perspectives on regional and global issues, including the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Modi's meeting with President Putin was deemed as an excellent one, which highlights the deep-rooted bond between India and Russia. Mr. Modi took to social media to emphasize the significance of their talks, which centered on bolstering the bilateral partnership across various sectors. The meeting is a testament to the enduring and ever-expanding partnership between India and Russia, which is marked by trust, mutual understanding, and strategic convergence. The two leaders underlined the special nature of this time-tested relationship, which has withstood the complexities of the current geopolitical landscape. As Mr. Modi stated, the partnership between India and Russia will continue to play a significant role in shaping global dynamics. Naseem Naqvi, Akashvani News, Kazan.
Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian in Kazan on the sidelines of the BRICS summit. Prime Minister Modi reached the Russian city this afternoon on a two-day visit to take part in the summit beginning tomorrow. The theme of the summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. India and Singapore have agreed to enhance industry cooperation, especially in niche domains such as automation and artificial intelligence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Singapore's Minister of Defence, Dr. Ng Eng Hen, co-chaired the 6th India-Singapore Defence Ministerial Dialogue in New Delhi today. Both ministers expressed satisfaction with the growing defence cooperation between the two countries. Both sides agreed to boost defence cooperation in emerging areas like cybersecurity. They also agreed to extend the bilateral agreement on joint military training for the next 5 years. During the meeting, the Defence Minister of Singapore acknowledged that India is a strategic voice for Asia's peace and stability. Dr. Ng Eng Hen also called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Welcoming Dr. Hen, the President said India and Singapore have a rich history of bilateral cooperation. President Murmu expressed happiness that the relationship has been elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership. She also emphasized the need for closer collaboration between the defense research and development teams of both countries to benefit from the latest expertise and technological advancements in the defense domain. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government will revamp the Charter of Civil Defence and Home Guards within the next 4 months to make it more relevant. Inaugurating the 14th All India Conference on Civil Defence and Home Guards at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today, the minister stressed the need for upgrading the force to address contemporary challenges. Emphasizing the importance of the motto of service and security, the Union Minister highlighted the role of civil defence and home guards in achieving the vision of a developed India by 2047.
ये जो संगठन है समाज के एक वर्ग को समाज की सुरक्षा और सेवा के साथ जोड़ने का काम और ये भावना को जागरूक करना ये हम सब की जिम्मेदारी है और विकसित भारत के निर्माण का जो संकल्प श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने लिया है वो संकल्प तभी हम जीवित कर सकते हैं कि सेवा और सुरक्षा ये दोनों आयामों को सिविल डिफेंस और होमगार्ड के माध्यम से हम चरितार्थ करें.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. The filing of nominations has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase election in Maharashtra with the issuance of notifications today. Voting for the second phase in Jharkhand and in Maharashtra will be held on the 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase, while in Maharashtra, polling will take place for all 288 assembly seats. Nomination process for the first phase of the Jharkhand Assembly elections has also gained momentum. Polling for the first phase will take place on the 13th of November. Our correspondent reports that 57 nomination papers have been filed so far for this phase.
25th of October is the last date for filing of nomination papers for the first phase of polling, while 29th of October is last date of filing for the second phase. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. Meanwhile, illegal materials and cash worth over 7 crore 72 lakh rupees have been seized so far in the state since the announcement of assembly polls. 12 FIRs have been lodged for violation of Model Code of Conduct. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Shagun Chopra for Akashwani News.
The notification for the assembly polls in Maharashtra and the by-poll for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat was issued today. This election will mainly be a fight between the ruling alliance of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP and the opposition alliance of Congress, Shiv Sena, Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray and NCP, Sharad Chandra Pawar. A report from our Mumbai correspondent.
A dramatic change in Maharashtra's political landscape since the 2019 assembly polls, with splits in the NCP and Shiv Sena, has made seat sharing an uphill task for all the parties. Barring BJP's first list of 99 candidates, no other major political party has declared its candidate so far. However, on the first day of filing nominations, a total of 40 candidates, mostly independents, filed their papers from various seats. With the last day of filing nominations being 29th October, hectic negotiations are currently on to finalize seat sharing formula and candidate list. Nisha Rani, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. The Joint Committee of Parliament on Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has suspended TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee from attending the meeting of the panel for a day. The decision has been taken following his unruly behaviour during the panel's meeting at Parliament House today. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is gaining strength in the Bay of Bengal and is heading towards the Odisha coast at 4 kilometers per hour, with a landfall expected on the intervening night of this Thursday and Friday. Dana is anticipated to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Kendrapara and Bhadrak or Balasore of the Odisha coast. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has said the depression formed over the east central Bay of Bengal is likely to move west-northwestward and intensify into a cyclonic storm by tomorrow morning over the east central Bay of Bengal. Thereafter, it is likely to intensify into a severe cyclonic storm over the northwest Bay of Bengal by Thursday morning. The severe cyclonic storm is expected to strike the Odisha coast with wind speeds of 100 to 110 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 120 kilometers per hour at the time of landfall. More from our correspondent.
The Odisha government has started evacuations from potentially impacted areas likely to be badly affected by Dana. 6 IS officers have been given the charge of relief and rescue operations for 6 districts likely to be more affected by the severe cyclone. All schools, colleges and universities in 14 coastal and neighboring districts will remain closed for 3 days from tomorrow, while all scheduled examinations have also been cancelled. The state government has also cancelled leaves of all the doctors. The East Coast Railways has cancelled 198 trains for 3 days from tomorrow. Over 500 multipurpose cyclone shelters equipped with essential facilities have been readied in the coastal districts. The state government has asked the centre for more NDRF teams to deploy in red zone districts. Fishermen have been banned from entering sea from tomorrow. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
In business news, the domestic benchmark indices today ended with a fall of more than 1%. We have a report.
The BSE Sensex tanked 930 points to close at 80,221, and the NSE Nifty plunged 309 points to settle at 24,472. In the forex market, the rupee today ended unchanged at 84 rupees and 7 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, the 24-carat gold was up at 78,510 rupees for 10 grams. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading at $74.89 per barrel when reports last came in. Nishit Kumar for Akashwani News.
Union Minister for Communication Jyotiraditya Scindia has said that since the beginning of the rollout of 4G, the subscribers of Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited BSNL have increased from 75 lakh to 1.8 crore in the last 6 months. Unveiling the new logo and 7 services of BSNL in New Delhi today, the minister said India is among the 6 countries in the world to develop their own 4G telecom network, which will soon migrate to 5G. In hockey, the Indian junior men's team defeated hosts Malaysia 4-2 in a group stage match of Sultan of Johor Cup this evening. The Indian team continued its winning streak in the tournament, registering its 3rd win in a row under new coach PR Srijesh. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan on the sidelines of BRICS summit, says relations between India and Russia will get better with opening of new consulate in Kazan. Prime Minister reiterates India's stance that Russia-Ukraine conflict should be resolved in a peaceful manner. India and Singapore agree to enhance industry cooperation, especially in automation and artificial intelligence. Filing of nominations begins for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase election in Maharashtra. IMD says severe cyclonic storm Dana likely to hit Odisha coast on Thursday night. All schools in 14 coastal and neighbouring districts to remain closed for 3 days from tomorrow. Sensex tanks 930 points while Nifty plunges 309 points. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.